The city of Barrie has done well on its midterms, says Mayor Alex Nuttall. He gave an update Thursday afternoon on this council's progress halfway through its term of office, 2022-26. At the Sandbox Center on Maple Avenue, "This council is rowing the boat in one direction," said Deputy Mayor Robert Thompson. Nuttall rhymed off a long list of accomplishments. Council maintained no increase in the operating budget for city services, adding an additional free transit day for seniors and reinstating weekend hours at recreation centers in summer. As the 2022-26 term of Barrie City Council reaches its midway point, Deputy Mayor Robert Thompson speaks at the Sandbox Center on Maple Avenue on Thursday afternoon. Bob Bruton, Barrie Today. "On roads and infrastructure, this council has increased the budget by 2% for street maintenance and infrastructure improvements through its Infrastructure Investment Fund, broke ground on Barrie-Allendale Transit Terminal, completed Brine Drive South Extension on budget and started construction on the new fire station No. 6. On the housing front, Barrie has seen 2,497 housing units started between January 1, 2023 and October 31, 2024. Barrie has received $32 million from provincial and federal governments for housing and made three city-owned properties surplus to increase developable land for housing supply. The city has also provided a $3 million interest-free loan commitment for the purpose of construction financing to Redwood Park communities for a supportive housing project at 151-153 Lillian Crescent. This council has also invested $1.65 million over 2 years for warming, cooling centers, enhanced community meal programs and family reunification services. On the safety front, council implemented traffic calming measures on residential streets, reduced speeding in school zones with its automated speed enforcement cameras, and reinvested revenue from this program to fund additional traffic calming in school and community safety zones. Nuttall says this council has addressed safety concerns in city parks and public spaces by calling on the province and the county of Simcoe to clear out encampments near playgrounds and prioritized safety in parks by initiating cleanup projects. "It's a city you can feel safe in," Nuttall said. In recreation, the city and public school board have agreed to use recreation facilities to serve the community after school hours. There's a new 21,000-square-foot inclusive playground opened at Painswick Park and the Greg Pirshala Park Revitalization and New Fitness Circuit. In downtown Barrie, a pilot program has been created which has successfully diverted 444 of those released, to date, from Penetanguishene's Central North Correctional Center from being dropped off in Barrie's downtown. There's a new grocery store and pharmacy opened there as well.